is laid at Ephesus, verses 12 to 22. Now we ask you, brother Jesus, our Lord exposed to what happened. Prepare for you in the world and your humanity. Hold on to the highest of the God and rest, present and rest. Live in peace with each other. You look and reverse your brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and deceptive. Encourage and be silent. Have the weak, be patient with them. Make sure that nobody takes back one to one. Rejoice always, carry control, defend in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit, do not take prophecies with contempt, but test them all, hold on to what is good, reject everything that is evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who calls you, dispenses you, and you will be with you. Brothers and sisters, pray for us, with all God's people with a holy peace. I charge you before the Lord to have this loving love to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
So we come to this morning's passage, we need to read it, and we can, if you read your imagination for it, and you can read it that life, you sit in the room, and you do a bell ring, and you open the door, deciding to what you might be the best to do. But there, abandoned at the front door, this baby, pastor, and the side of this basket is a list of the 20 Thank you. good, healthy, loving relationship. Love to see them in the center, all the way through the book. Chapter 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, Thank you. Thank you. this